Hey guys, welcome to Anglo News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vinesh Agreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. So guys, this week's Mazepa Fishing Bay Report, we have Owen Richter that's got the lowdown of what's been going on this past week. And this week he talks about how to respect your gillies and what they go through to get out there, as well as touches on kite fishing in Mazepa Bay. My fellow anglers, I give you Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, good day to you all. Well, getting straight into the whole fishing stories. Listen, guys, Mazepa once again has been given a couple of nice fish. We've had quite a bit of rain a couple of days ago. So with the rain, of course, you know, we can choose our dates, but we can't choose the weather when it comes to fishing. But anyway, the wind's also changed back to a southwesterly wind now. And there's been still some nice edible fish floating around. Listen, guys, put some time into edible fishing. Don't just jump in and think you're going to get to Mazepa and you're going to catch yourself a brusher, you're going to catch yourself a bronze beam bluefish and stuff. Get to know the spots, get a local gilly or guard over there. And yeah, please guys, just remember one thing. When you're at Mazepa and you're using the local name brand guards, their fees are completely different to the normal gillies that are there. Just giving you guys some information. Some of the guys are charging 200 Rand to 250 Rand per day. So before you start fishing, first find out by your guard. Listen, guys, what are you getting per day? And please remember, some of these guys walk very far to get to Mazepa Bay. So don't expect a guard to finish fishing at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night and be by you 4 o'clock in the morning. A lot of you guys forget these guys have to walk very far up, the whole way to Shilly Beach side. So that's quite a far walk. Sort out your guards, your gillies first when you get to your fishing spot or to Mazepa. Don't wait until the last day and then you're trying to sort out and negotiate with the guys and give them a rod and an old reel and stuff. The guys can't eat rods and reels, they need cash. So please, to help the guys there, make sure you know what you're paying your guy. And secondly, when you guys pack up, make sure all your fishing tackle's there. Because nothing worse when you on the way back and you get back home, you notice, oh, you've got some stuff missing, you know. Nevertheless, guys, yeah, still the shark fishing is still Mazepa Bay 10 out of 10. The weather just hasn't been at its best now the last couple of days due to the rain and the wind and stuff. So yeah, when you guys are flying out there at Mazepa with your carts, make sure you guys tack your cart the right way. There is a way to tack your carts. A lot of those guards there, the proper guards know how to tack the carts. Get yourself three different sizes of carts. And yeah, I think that will help you until we know what's happening with the whole drone situation. But holding thumbs that comes back. If not, we just carry on to plan B and C. Nevertheless, gentlemen, have one super weekend, and please remember Easter weekend's coming up, and make sure all your driving permits and your fishing permits are in place. Don't get to your fishing destination in the Wild Coast and you haven't got the right fishing permits and stuff. So yeah, be safe and enjoy it out there.
Thank you so much, Owen. Guys, that was Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Please remember, if you are heading out to Mazepa Bay, Owen is definitely the guy to call. So this is one of the features of Angling New South Africa. This one was Mazepa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.